8 people died in that terror attack along a bike path in New York City on Tuesday. 5 of the 8 victims were from Argentina. They were friends in the United States celebrating the 30th anniversary of their high school graduation. NPR's Philip Reeves went to their old school in Argentina where they are being remembered.
30 years ago, the 5 Argentines walked these corridors together. Here they forged lifelong friendships. Here they took their first steps along a path that made them architects and engineers, and in one case, a successful businessman. This is the Instituto Politecnico in the city of Rosario. It's a big, austere building, scuffed up by generations. Everyone here calls it the Poly. Out in the schoolyard, students throw hoops. It looks like a normal day, but it's not, says Vice Principal Alicia Oliva. The students are completely stunned by what's happened, she says. So too are the several hundred people who later gather outside the school for a candlelit vigil to remember the 5 men. Former students from the same year of 87 console each other. They talk quietly in groups, hug, and sometimes weep. Marcelo Garcia Canales was a student here and also, by the mid-80s, a teacher.
I think we graduates of this institution are all alike in some way. We have a very great sense of belonging.
It's that kind of high school, says Canales.
We know each other very well, and we get to love each other despite our differences.
Rosario is Argentina's 3rd largest city. It's a major port, and it's used to being in the headlines. The superstar soccer player Lionel Messi was born here, as was Che Guevara. Drug gangs are active, which means homicides are common. Yet the sudden attack in New York has shaken people here. Some of those at this vigil didn't personally know the 5 who died, but wanted to be here because, says Myrta Albert, we've lost 5 good people from this town. All 5 men who died reportedly had wives and children.
It's a great way to support the families because if I'm sad, I can't think of the families of the ones who are dead, how sad they can be. No, it's awful.
Maria Julia did know some of those directly involved in this tragedy. She's 20 and a student. One of her closest family members, a cousin whom she calls an uncle, was in the group of 10 friends caught in the New York attack.
Actually, I WhatsApped him yesterday, but he was like really shocked, so he didn't answer. But my aunt had spoken to him, he called, and it was like a shock because some minutes earlier he sent us a photo riding a bike, so it was awful.
How's the rest of the family?
We are like shocked, all of us. It's horrible.
Julia says her relative survived.
We are very lucky because he doesn't have any injury or something, so it's great for me, but on the other hand, we know the people who are dead now. We have some friends whose father is dead, so I'm really sad.
That sadness is widely felt here. So is bewilderment, that 5 men on an old buddy's vacation could so suddenly be taken away. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Rosario.